This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Border to Border, the best radio show in the state of Wisconsin. Voted on by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association, the award-winning Wendy's Big Show. Let's get ready to rock. Let's get ready to go. Get set. Hooray! Get up. Hey! Let's get it on with the Wendy's Big Show.
Oh, showtime, baby.
Play some ball.
Showtime.
This is the Wendy's Big Show with Steve Sparky Pfeiffer, former Badger and Packers running back Gary Ellerson, and the inventor of the Lambeau Leap, Pro Football Hall of Famer Leroy Butler.
Well, it's the Big Show. Yes, it's a big, bad show tonight. Oh.
Yeah. Wendy's Big Show, serving up hot and fresh. Live from the Lakeland University studios, Lakeland University now offering co-op credit for work experience. Learn your way at lakeland.edu. Gary Ellerson, Steve Sparky, yep. Pfeiffer. Other side of the glass, AR, Adam Roberts. We are hoping and we think we can nail it down. It's all going to depend on flight and all of this other stuff, but we think we're going to have Sean Grandy on from the Boston Celtics play-by-play announcer, who we had on at the beginning of the series last week. I believe we'll be able to get him on. Fingers crossed everything works out. Coming up in the third hour of the show. So can't wait to talk to Sean and get his thoughts on what went down last night. What impressed you most about last night's Bucks victory? Game 5 victory over the Boston Celtics in Boston. That's what we want to talk about right now. The Van Horn Direct toll-free talk line, 855-830-8648, 855-830-8648. And don't forget to experience online car buying on your terms with Van Horn Direct. You can also tweet us at Big Show Network. So last night, I told y'all I had soccer for the six-year-old, and soccer goes to 6:15. Game starts at 6. So I said, well, better DVR this because I don't know how long it's going to take me to get home. So, of course, before I get home, the six-year-old, who I just bought these soccer cleats for at the beginning of the soccer season, is complaining to his mother that soccer cleats don't fit anymore. It's too tight. I need new soccer cleats. My toe's at the end. So she feels, yep, toe's at the end. So, okay. So and he has got a game on Friday. So we got to get soccer cleats right away. Got to go get soccer cleats. So we get done with the soccer game. We get in the car. Now we're going to go to wherever we were going to get the soccer cleats. Dunham's, yeah. So we're going to, that's where we're going to go get the soccer cleats from. Okay? Okay, fine. So we're driving down the road. Game's DVR'd. No big deal. And all of a sudden, Kay realizes she didn't have her phone. Phone's back at the soccer field on the bleachers. Just turn around. Drive back to the soccer field. Get the phone, then come back, go all the way back to Dunham's, and realize that there is no half size in these soccer cleats. It's either 12 or 13 for kids. And this was the exact same issue I had when I bought them the cleats. And I was told, buy the 12. So that's what I did. So now she's mad because there's no half size, and now he's stuck. So all of this, so we buy the 13 because eventually he'll grow into them, obviously. He ran with the 13 heels coming up. So he's stuck. He's going to have to play with the two small size cleats. Fine. So DVRing whole time. So I get home and I realize, boy, I am way freaking far behind. But thankfully, I was able to watch the game, fast forward through commercials, fast forward through halftime, get all the way, and I got all the way up to live action for the last 5 minutes of the game. So I was in live time for the last 5 minutes. I was able to catch up, thank God. So I was able to tweet there at the end once I was caught up of what all was going on.
Well, let me just back up because I love your story. I just got to say this.
One day.
You ready for this?
I was, dude, you have no idea how mad I was last
night. I know. I know you were.
I was so mad.
I know you were.
She knew I was mad.
Yeah.
He knew I was mad. I was not happy.
I'm going to back this up.
Because tonight he's got baseball.
I'm going to put this in perspective for you. You ready for this? Because it's going to make you happy.
Yeah.
Oh, Steve, no kids, no family would have done what?
At the bar, drinking, watching that.
You might, might have been.
I would have been at Maddie's
yes.
Bar and Grill in New Berlin with a couple
been,
of drinks.
Or.
Going nuts.
Or your ass would have came in here and turned the lights on and let's do a show.
Yeah.
Fired up.
Yeah, probably.
Fired up.
Yeah, but back then
to
I was.
No end.
Back then, we were doing shows. You know, that whole time. That all changed after COVID, obviously.
Well, right. Well, I'm just saying, fired up to no
Gary,
end.
So let me fast forward on this fired up to no end. So now he's got to go to bed.
Yeah.
Well, game's still going. So I'm going to go put him to sleep. You go right ahead. She goes to put him to sleep. And I forgot which one it was, what happened first. Maybe the holiday three.
Yeah.
Right? So this play right here, he hits this three right here.
Has it. Bucks want to run. 46 seconds. Bobby Portis gives it up. Holiday for three. Down it goes. We are tied.
Brian okay. Anderson on the call to TNT.
Uh-huh.
I'm screaming in the house. Now, old Sparky, now Sparky, very rarely do I scream and go crazy about anything nowadays. I'm just kind of chilled, just kind of watching, whatever. Once in a while, I'll get mad and I'll let something out. But excitement like that level, that happened a ton necessarily. So when he hit that three, I jump up off the couch. I'm screaming. She's like, would you please be quiet?
Fired up.
So Jackson is in bed. Mama, check the score. Mama, check the score. She goes on her phone. Check the score. Okay, here. They're tied. Okay. Well, then the rest of the game.
At that point, you might as well just let him off.
We didn't. She was still trying, and I kept screaming. Now, for the last 90 seconds,
point,
it was over.
Just finish
so
this.
He knew they won by the time they went to sleep because I couldn't shut up. Right. I'm like, I'm sorry. I knew you were trying to put him to sleep, but that was too big. Right. Because that game, by all accords, probably to 95% of Bucks fans, that game was done and over with at numerous points in that game. When Horford had that follow-up dunk and hit that, I think a lot of Bucks fans were like, okay, well, it's just not going to happen. And I tweeted out, I don't know, 3-4 minutes left to go in the game, whatever it was. And it still wasn't really all that close. But I was just like, hey, man, like, this is pretty good. They're finally hitting threes. It appears fourth quarter Drew is showing up for this game. That's a good sign. Like, hey, if they win this game, when Tatum goes and scores his 30-plus in Boston, this is huge if they figure out a way to win this game. And that's exactly what happened. And Drew Holiday, who I went back because I was staying off my phone, obviously, because I didn't want to know anything that was going on. Drew Holiday was given up for dead by a majority of this fan base throughout the game. A lot of Drew Holiday slander was going on throughout this game. But this play right here, this was insane.
One. Series tied at 2 apiece. Marcus Smart goes to the rack and blocked by Drew Holiday. He throws it off Smart. Milwaukee ball. What a play. Drew Holiday.
I mean, that was amazing. He came from behind him, swatted him, then gets the ball, spikes it off Smart's chest as he falls out of bounds. That was another time I was yelling. When he did that, I got up off my couch yelling and screaming. I mean, he was, again, for whatever reason with Holiday this year specifically, and last year, he's kind of been getting more and more into, may not be great for three, but fourth quarter when you need me, I'll hit a shot or I'll do something to make you appreciate me at the end of the day. And he stepped up big last night.
Do
in the
you
fourth.
Know what were the Bucks up by the game before that they lost here in Milwaukee?
12 or 13, something like that.
What's the difference?
Well, they were chasing in this game. And that's why everybody thought it was done.
That's what I'm saying. Because I'm trying not to get too crazy about this because I was last night.
Oh, man. You can get crazy about a win. Basically,
the Bucks did the same thing
to
Boston that Boston did to Bucks on their floor.
Correct.
Basically.
Yes.
That it was the same identical thing, but opposite. But It didn't. Well, because maybe I'm on Bucks, but it didn't. This felt like monumental. I mean, this felt like huge. Where, you know, the Boston game that they lost, they were up by 12 or 13. It was like, okay, my team lost, whatever, blah, blah, blah. But this felt like something different.
Because you got a chance to clinch at home.
That maybe that's what it is. Maybe that's because you come
you,
home
Celtics fans
and close the door down.
In Boston, I promise you, Celtics fans were going crazy about that game four win. Promise you. Because they were like 2 of 3 at home.
I wonder if they were.
We got it.
Yes. They're probably thinking the same thing.
Because they swung home court back.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So it was big for them.
Wow.
The Bucks have now won 2 in Boston.
Yes.
Okay? So that's crazy. There's just so many moments. So Bobby Portis has an easy basket, goes up to dunk it, loses the basketball, then gets it back, goes back up, and misses it.
Yep.
And I'm watching Bobby Portis last night on NBA TV on postgame, and he's almost laughing. He's like, I can't believe I just did that.
Yeah.
I can't believe I just missed it twice at that close. And then he comes back and hits a huge shot at the end and gets a huge rebound. Mm-hmm. I mean, I just – Portis – the other thing, too, I don't want to forget this. And I didn't cut this out. Early in that game, when Portis was out there, Brian Anderson – and I remember, Brian Anderson and Budenholzer, boys – for years, because they both were together in San Antonio or whatever. So they've known each other for a long time. He made a comment when Bobby Portis was on the floor that if he's going to stay on the floor, he's going to have to do something on offense to stay on the floor. And he said it, and I was like, damn. So that's why Bud didn't play him? Bud didn't play him because of his defense? That's why he couldn't get him back on the floor? Bud doesn't like his defense. So to me, that means that Nets series, that's why Bud, he didn't play him. And that Nets series was because he don't trust him on the defensive end of the floor. And that means the reason he didn't play the fourth quarter of that last game was because he wasn't trusting what he was seeing with Bobby Portis on the defense on the end of the floor. And again, Portis didn't play well. I don't know, lack of energy, whatever the case was, but he didn't play well in game four. So I kind of get that. So when Brian Anderson made that comment, just in passing, and me knowing the connection between the two, I'm like, hey, he talked to him, obviously. So he says that. I was like, okay, well, now we know what the deal is, why he doesn't play Bobby in situations and spots, because he doesn't like how Bobby's playing defense one way or the other. So yesterday on this show, we talked about it. At the end of game, when Boston went small, Bud went with 4 guards. And we said on this show yesterday, just put Bobby Portis in there with Giannis. At least you got 2 bigs. He's athletic enough to get out if you need him to get out. Just go with that. And sure enough, end of game, that's exactly what they did. They let Bobby play with Giannis, and that was the difference in the game because Portis came up huge and the guards came up huge. Look, Leroy's not here, but credit to Leroy. He was all over Pat Connaughton.
Mm-hmm.
All over him. You were all over. Drew Holiday had to have a big game, and he came up huge in the fourth. Like, I don't know, man. I just... Woo-wee.
Can I be not Debbie Downer?
No. We'll take a quick timeout. Back after this, it is the Wendy's Big Show, served up hot and fresh, live from the Lakeland University studios. Dial it up. Want to impress you most about last night's Bucks game? The Van Horn Direct toll-free talk line, 855-830-8648. Tweet us at Big Show Network.
Wisconsin-wide, the Big Show Radio Network.
And Horford gives it to Smart. Smart in half court. He's picked by Holiday. And that's going to do it. Milwaukee, a comeback win on the road.
Huge, huge win. Brian Anderson on the call. Sam Van Gundy also on the call, but pretty much only heard Brian Anderson to this point. 110-107. Bucks get the win. Comeback victory over the Celtics. Now lead 3-2. I don't know if y'all watched any of the post-game pressers, but I thought my heart was going to explode at one point. Giannis goes, yeah, I told Chris, good, when you come back, I'm taking a year off because this, I'm just going to take a year off. And Giannis goes, hey, y'all, would I get paid for, if I take a year off, do I still get paid or no? So these media members now are trying to figure out, would he get paid or whatever else? They're going back and forth. And Giannis is like, yeah, I'm not taking a year off. And then somebody goes, what would you do if you took a year off? And he starts laughing. He goes, I would find an island in Greece and disappear for a year. That's what I would do.
Yeah, I could see that.
Because I'd just be on an island by myself. That's what I would do.
He still have enough money just to live that life.
But he is just so chilled, man.
And eat Oreo cookies.
Yeah, he's just so chill at these pressers and relaxed. Yeah. Wearing his yellow Nike sweatshirt, just chilled. And I mean, obviously, he should be. That was a big win for the Bucks last night. What impressed you most about last night's Bucks game? Gary wants to bring Debbie Donner. We're not going to let him. Not yet. Let's get some more joyful, happy thoughts in here and keep it going. Mike, the painter, you're up first on the Wendy's Big Show with Gary and Sparky. What's up, Mike?
Oh, thanks for taking my call, Sparky. I was with you, man. I thought we weren't going to come back and win, and I was just so emotionally drained at that time. And then Giannis hits that three. Oh, it just, I almost jumped and hit the ceiling in my house. I was just bouncing all over my bed. I was everywhere you could imagine. I was yelling, and my girlfriend's sitting there trying to talk to her son in California, and I'm just yelling, and she can't hear her son on the phone. It was just so fun to see those guys fight back the way they did. And we needed everybody that played that game. We needed every one of those offensive rebounds, especially the ones that Bobby got back for us. It was just have emotional highs and lows in that game. It's just, I can't take games like that. I'm getting up there in age, man. My heart was about to explode, and it's such a fun team to watch play, and they play so hard.
It's just, to me, it was one of those games, as everybody likes to do. Thanks for the call. Everybody likes doing the freezing cold takes exposed, right? That's everybody likes doing that. Y'all should take all your takes that gave up on this team throughout the course of the game on Twitter, and all y'all that gave up on Holiday and the rest of them, and send your own tweets in to takes exposed. Send all your tweets in of all you giving up and quitting on this basketball team during the course of that game. Because when I went back and I looked, there was, I would say, a majority of people went after Drew, get him off the floor, he's killing him. Yep. A majority of people said, they're done. I hope they can figure out a way to win the next game. It was horrible. Y'all ought to be ashamed of yourself the way y'all were acting during that game. You just have absolutely no faith. Yet you are the same people that will call into this radio show and tell us, we got the best player in the world. They're going to win by 15. And, da, da, da. And then you get a little turbulence. You still got the best player in the world. He's still on the floor with you. And he played pretty good last night. And y'all just threw up the white flag and said, we're done. It's over. Man, just really. Now listen, when I was younger, I overreacted too.
But we didn't have social
Giannis.
Media, though.
And you didn't have Giannis. Yeah, like, you cannot ever say, in my opinion, that something's over anywhere before, like, the last, I don't know, minute, 2 minutes. If you're down 20 with 2 minutes to go, okay, fine. You're right. It's over. But if you're within 6, 8, minute, 2 minutes to go, it's not over yet.
So LeRoy went after those people a little bit last night. And then I saw some of those comments, and everybody said, oh, LeRoy, it's just sports. It's going to happen at some point.
Yep.
Yeah, but don't let us do that. You hold us accountable for it, everything. Listen, last night, though, I think they still missed Middleton. I mean, the offense still didn't look right.
I agree.
I mean, it still didn't look good. I mean, you can tell.
I got things to talk about on that, too.
I mean, you can just tell that it just didn't flow. I think, but more than anything else, and I hate saying this stuff, but I do believe in a lot of this stuff. Just the team just didn't give up. I mean, they just had a lot of heart. They just had a lot of fight, a lot of want to. And I think at the end of the day, at the end of the game, I think that's what won. I mean, that Bobby Portis play was just, after Giannis misses a free throw, the Bobby Portis rebound put back was just unbelievable. The Drew Holiday, both of those steals were just, you know, unbelievable. I mean, he basically helped defense. He comes over and blocks that shot and then throws it off of him. And then the steal, I mean, it was a lot of plays like that that was want to. And there were a lot of people yesterday talking about Giannis shouldn't be taking threes. I think he took about 4 or 5 threes in this game. But the one three that he hit, you're right, in the fourth quarter, you're like, that's why you've got to let him take those threes. I mean, he's your best player. And the guy wants to win. I mean, he eats, sleeps, and dreams of stuff, and he wants to be in that position. He wants to be like Kobe. He wants to be like Kevin Garnett. And those guys in that position are taking those kind of shots, and you got to let them have it. You got to let them fail, and you got to let them succeed. And that's why you let Giannis take those threes when he takes them. To me, it was more about in the fourth quarter, just the will and want to. Because really, if you think about it, Holiday, to me, won the game defensively. Did something else to win it. His offense, yes, was pretty good. But he made plays in other areas to help them win it. Bobby Portis is Bobby Portis. But he made plays in other ways to help them win it. And Giannis still continued to be Giannis. I mean, guys got blood dripping down the side of the face. Was that Connaughton that hit him in the side of the head or something like that?
He didn't know. In the postgame presser, he didn't know who it was. He said
they
didn't
showed
matter.
It on thing. I think it was Connaughton. But, I mean, to me, that just personifies the grit I think this team really have. And let's just see what happens when they come
home. The Bobby Portis play you're referring to? Here you go.
Missed it. Portis got it. Portis puts it up. And it goes! And Milwaukee is in front. Boston takes their last time out. An offensive rebound.
Offensive rebound there. 11.4 seconds left when Bobby Portis does that. And that was redemption for missing that shot earlier, where he had two shots at it right at the rim and missed both of them at that moment in time. And I'm telling you, that dude's legend continues to grow. I mean, I know Giannis is king, but he's right there, man, as far as going wherever he wants to go and getting free food and free meals and everything else around the state of Wisconsin at this point. Yeah. Let's go to Jacob, Southside Milwaukee. You're next here on the Wendy's Big Show with Gary and Sparky.
Hey, good morning, guys.
What's up?
First off, just something real quick. I'm sure he's a great teammate and everything. I don't want to see George Hill play for the Bucks in the playoffs anymore. The guy on the court, I mean, his days as an NBA contributor are over. That, I mean, he literally, he doesn't do anything but run around. He's the Tony Snell of his time. So I need to see Javon Carter get those minutes. He can actually be a pest and hit some threes and play good defense in small doses there. So please, Bud, if you're listening, no more George. I know he's a nice guy, but he's not an NBA player anymore. But secondly, I do want to talk to you just something you said, Sparky, and it's a minor correction because I hear people say this a lot. Really, in like NBA Twitter, where they'll say, well, they're committing slander on this guy or that's slanderous. Well, it's not really slanderous if it's true. And I think when people were criticizing Holiday last night, he was playing like crap. He was playing like garbage, particularly on the offensive end. So as a playmaker, he was committing just insanely bad turnovers. He wasn't hitting his shots. So at that point in time, obviously, something like Twitter is reactionary. If he's playing like crap, I think it's okay for people to say, hey, Holiday's playing like crap. And I think it's frustrating for us Bucks fans because we know what a difference maker he is on defense. Like, he is, you know, you talk about Kobe hitting clutch shots.
Yeah.
He's that version defensively. Like, he makes, like, he has four or five, like, legacy-defining highlights defensively just in the last two postseasons. That's how good. So, like, it's frustrating because if he's even average offensively in this series, I think the Bucks have already wrapped it up. I do think he's pressing with Middleton out, and I think he got the wrong idea. A lot of people were saying it has to be Giannis and Drew now, like he has to take the reins, and I don't think so. I think what they really needed was somebody to be the playmaker, the floor general, to keep moving the ball, to get all the other guys open looks, and you do this thing by committee, whereas he's clearly trying to work really, really hard to get his own shot, and what's resulting is he's taking bad shots. Now, again, I will admit I'm an idiot. I thought I learned my lesson after last year to count this team out because I was down and out in the dumps. But I told your call screener, this team is like Jason Voorhees from Friday the 13th. Like, every time you think he's dead, he just pops right back up. He's coming at you with the machete again. That's the Milwaukee Bucks, and we're talking about how we should rename the Pfizer Forum like Camp Crystal Lake because eventually Jason's going to get you. Like, I want to see Giannis or Bobby come out in a hockey mask. You can never count this team out. And I really hope I learned my lesson this time because I had some egg on my face based on some texts and some tweets that I put out last night. But I'm not afraid to admit it. I'm an idiot, but fear the deer, man. Got Bucks, lost, all of the above.
It's not that you're an idiot, guys. Jacob. We just have got to learn to let it play out a little. Thanks for the call. That's all. Just let it play out. Then when the game is done, you can say whatever you want to say. They lose and you're mad at Drew, whatever, okay. But the tweets I saw, kid Drew off the floor. He doesn't belong out there. He's killing him, blah, blah, blah. Okay, so let's say they listen to you and Drew doesn't play the rest of the game. Not Jacob, but the people on Twitter that were saying that. He's never in that situation. You never get to see if fourth quarter Drew shows up. And that's the best part about this whole thing. That's been that dude's quarter all year. That dude has been that guy in those moments, going back to last year in the playoffs and then this year. You take him off the floor and you bench him, you're going to play Carter and Hill.
Can't.
That's what you're going to go
you
with?
You got to live with it.
No.
No, you can't.
And to Bud's credit,
yeah,
he was done with Hill. Mm-hmm. By the time we got to the fourth, he's like, I've seen enough. Okay. Out you come. And you're going to watch.
Right.
I have a couple of notes on the offense.
Okay.
There were two things we brought up on yesterday's show that we wanted to see the Bucks offense do last night. They did them. Briefly, and then abandoned them.
Yep.
And we'll talk about that coming up next. Wendy's Big Show. Don't forget, when the Bucks win, you win at Wendy's. Get your Frosty today. After every Bucks win, stop by any participating Wisconsin Wendy's for a free small Frosty. No purchase necessary, chocolate or vanilla. This offer is only good for 24 hours after a win, so act fast. When the Bucks win, you win at Wendy's.
You're listening to the Big Show Radio Network.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Football fans, the NFL draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. A-U-D-A-C-Y. Download it today.
Yeah, just a great instinctive play by Drew. Smart, just, you know, had an angle, drove the baseline, and, Drew just, like I said, I'm not sure exactly where he came from, but, I think the guy guarding Smart, got to work on that, and Drew's activity around it was good. And, it's a big-time play. That's what Drew, is very capable of.
No doubt about it. Drew Holiday was huge last night in a Bucks Game 5 victory over the Boston Celtics. See Sparky Pfeiffer, Gary Ellerson, that is Coach Mike Budenholzer, after the victory, talking about Drew Holiday. Asking you what impressed you the most about last night's Bucks game, Van Horn Direct toll-free talk line, 855-830-8648. 855-830-8648. Tweet us at Big Show Network. Fitness Steve, you're next on the Wendy's Big Show with Gary and Sparky. What's up?
Thank you, guys. Three things I really want to touch on. We're trying to keep it as short as possible. But it reminded me of the Phoenix game when Holiday stole the ball out of Booker and threw it to Giannis for the dunk. That was number one.
Yep.
Number two, I watched half the game. My wife retired, and she says, honey, I'm tired. I'm worried. And I noticed at the end of the first half, did you notice the basket was wiped out that they had made?
Right.
And I said to myself, this is something big that's going to change the game. I felt it from there. We went into the other room, watched TV, but she had her phone on, and she kept jumping up and down, up and down. She said, you can't look at your phone. You can't look at your phone. You can't look at your phone. 11 seconds ago, oh, my God, she's jumping. And she's retired. She says, this is the best retirement plan in the whole world. And the third thing I really want to talk about is you and Sparky and I talked about it, text each other. I want Middleton. If the Bucks are listening, play Middleton tonight. You'll have emotion. You'll have the crowd behind you. You'll have it going. He doesn't have to start. Comes off the bench. Gives him a lift. He gives everybody a lift. He'll jump. That place will be jumping. We don't want to go back to Boston. Let's finish it now. That's it, Sparky. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Take care. We're going to talk more about Chris Middleton and just that, whether or not you play him, coming up in the third hour of the show. Fitness Steve about as fired up as I've heard Fitness Steve.
I think everybody was. You know, as I was sitting there in the fourth quarter, just buckled in. Just let it play out. Let's see what happened. Because I said to myself, they did it to us. Why can't we do it to them?
Were you sipping on a beverage? Do you have anything you were sipping on?
Yeah. I probably was drinking a little
something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Whiskey.
What kind?
Yeah. Bullet.
Oh, you're drinking Bullet now?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
I was expecting something fancier.
No, Bullet.
Okay.
You don't do the fancy stuff unless it's
the NBA Finals.
Yeah, then you
Take out the fancy
stuff.
Yeah,
yeah. This is
we just
it's just nursing.
I understand. KJ West Allis, you're next on the
KJ,
Wendy's
what's
Big
up,
Show.
Buddy?
What's up, KJ?
Hey, hello, my brother. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
Hey, the first thing I want to say, Sparky, is the Bucks really showed a lot of composure last night, a lot of championship grit. Unlike me, I had to DVR the game also because I turned the TV on, then turn it back off, and they'd go down. I'd turn it off. I'd turn it back on. Okay, they're only down 7 now, you know, and watch it. I can't watch it in live time a whole game anymore. It just drives me crazy. So I watched, you know, most of the game, but like I said, I DVR'd a lot of it. The thing I want to say is I want to give Bud some big ups. I was pretty rough on him the other day. I called him lazy in that game that he coached the other day.
He sure did.
I still think he was.
But KJ, how about this? I don't know what changed. Did anything really change?
What changed was he put Bobby Portis out there. What changed was the light bulb went up off in his head.
But if you go by
George Hill out of the game and put Bobby Portis in.
Yeah, but if you go by what Steve say, the reason why he didn't play because he wasn't playing defense. So that was actually on Bobby Portis. Actually, Bud was coaching. Actually, Bud was saying, if you want to be on the floor, this is what I need for you to do in order for us to win. So even in the loss, if you listen to Steve, Bud was coaching.
I get it, but you got to look at
it. I don't know if that happened, but that's kind of the way I see it.
Portis was much – there was a plus differential with Portis on even with a couple of bad mistakes on defense. I mean, you look at Hill – he was a minus 13 when he was on the primary defender defending somebody, and Grayson Allen won much better. So I'm going to give Bud, you know, some big ups for making that adjustment. He did make that adjustment, and also I think that going forward, they just need to step on their necks tomorrow night. I'll be at the game, and I just hope that, you know, they continue to realize that they can't take their foot off the gas at all. I mean, Boston is demoralized, in my opinion.
Yeah.
And, you know, they're going to be coming in thinking, you know, well, you know, we blew that game and Milwaukee's going to have to take full advantage of that situation tomorrow night.
All right. Thanks for
the call. Appreciate
Steve,
it.
So, and which you'll get no credit for, right?
Right. Nope.
I mean, if you bring that in context to, okay, if folks believe what you say, right, what you picked up.
From Brian Anderson, right.
That's coaching.
For sure it is.
That's get my guy. Here's what I need for you to do.
If you're going to do it, you'll stay. If you're not, you're out.
You're out. And we're going to lose.
But this is the problem. Grayson Allen is a moving liability on defense. He's a moving liability on defense. It happened again last night.
Yeah.
Like, wherever he was, go get him.
Yeah. Yeah. No, yeah.
He's horrible on defense. I mean, I don't.
Yeah.
And
what else you want him to do?
I don't think it's going to change.
Right.
I mean, you got him to shoot the ball. You didn't get him to play
exactly.
defense.
Exactly. What else you want him to
right.
do? Right. But he's not scoring. Joe
not,
comes
not
out and
enough.
Hit the three, and then what?
Same thing happened last game.
Then what?
Poof. In the thin air. Disappeared. And Stan Van Gundy, to his credit, said it. He goes, well, he hit the first
right
shot
away,
of the other
sure
game, too.
Did.
And what happened after that?
Yeah,
let's see what happens.
What did he finish with? Three?
I don't know. I'd have to look at
five?
It. He didn't finish with much. Probably Connaughton was the guy last night. Him and Bobby Portis were the guys off the bench last night. Let's go to our guy, the guy we've been waiting for. Can't wait to see how this played out. Gerard in Delaware, our Celtics fan here on the Wendy's Big Show. Gerard, what's going on, buddy?
I was in a restaurant with 20 TVs, couldn't avoid it, had my back to it, and I was watching the Cardinal Oriole game. But they had the game on the speaker in the place and the whole bit. And I got home.
What were you out doing? Were you out celebrating something?
Yeah, it was my birthday.
Oh, happy birthday.
Happy birthday, Gerard.
Happy birthday. That's great.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it. You guys are very nice people.
Well, 50 sure looks good on you, Gerard.
I'm telling you. Yeah. I'm telling you, Gary. I'm getting you. I'm younger than you now.
Yeah, 50 looks good on you, my brother.
Yes. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. But anyway, I'm going to tell you something. I watched all the highlights on a post-game show, and I'll tell you what they were saying. I'm going to ask you a question. When Smart, who I want to vomit with him. When Smart jumped in front of Brown, who was just waiting there for that rebound, which Edward ended the game, what did that remind me of? It reminded me of Bostic and Jordy Nelson. Popped right into my head. Right into my head it popped. I said, that was unbelievable what he did. Smart was playing hero ball. And you see, when they were up 14, Tatum tries to play hero ball. Tatum scores 30 points, but it's 29 shots. He was terrible. Tatum was terrible. Smart was awful, awful. He should not have the ball in his hands offensively, okay, during any kind of a crunch time during the game. I thought, well, in the press conference, Udoka partially blamed the referees again. I'm getting tired of that. I don't like the referees. Okay, yeah, I have my reasons for it. But I don't want the coach sitting there blaming the referees for what I've seen. The Celtics have a problem. They revert back to their old habits. And you could ask Sean Grandy this when you have him on. They go back to their bad habits. They don't swing the ball. They go one-on-one.
That's the Bucks.
They play hero ball.
That's the Bucks. Bucks do the same thing.
And what did I say yesterday? Who were the Celtics going to let you know,
Connaughton.
If they could beat them?
Connaughton.
I said Connaughton, yep. And Portis, didn't I?
Yep.
Didn't I say that?
Sure did.
And what did Connaughton and Portis do yesterday?
Beat them. They beat them.
There you go. And that's the problem. There's all stuff you could bring up to Sean and the whole thing, because these are the guys that were saying all this stuff.
But see, that's the thing, though, Gerard. Like, as a coach, you have to – you're not going to stop everybody. So you got to pick who's going to be – who you're going to allow to beat you and who
right.
you
and
won't allow
one
you
one
to beat
thing,
you.
Sparky, mm-hmm. Let me just say one more thing. Beal's going to be a Celtic next year. That's a fact. He's him and Tatum are the closest of anybody in the NBA.
So Jaylen Brown's going back the other way?
No. Well, he's a free agent. Well, he's got a player option. He's got a player's option. So he can
he's going to opt out and then sign with Boston, you're saying?
Yes, that's exactly what he's going to do. And the only thing that they might have to make money for it so they don't go over the tax threshold. So I don't know if Horford's going to be on the team next year.
Yeah. All right, Gerard, thanks for the call. Beal would make them really, really good. If they were to get Beal, that would really – then you'd have a legitimate big three at that point. I mean, it would be a legitimate big three, no question. Let's go to Justin in Green Bay. You're next on the Wendy's Big Show with Gary and Sparky. What impressed you most about last night's Bucks game?
I don't know if it impressed me so much as it's been constant. They just kept their composure and just kept chipping away.
Yep.
I mean, if I can show my AAU team that film – of how you just keep composure and keep playing, you're going to be fine. One of my buddies last night was all over Facebook and Twitter killing the Bucks and Drew Holiday. I said, there is way too much time left. There's 13 minutes left in this game. Chill out, watch. Mm-hmm. And sure enough, he said at the end of the game, I'm sorry. I didn't think it was going to happen. He said, you're right. I said, you're all over Drew Holiday. But guess what? He's going to make one or two plays at the end of this game, and we're going to come out on top. And sure enough, he did. He hit that huge three, and then he comes up with a block at the end of the game.
And the steal.
I'm sorry. I know everybody's all over Drew Holiday, but we need to be over the George Hill project. If they don't keep Bobby Portis in now, and if it was the defensive thing with Bud, that's fine. That's a great coaching decision. I would tell my players the same thing, but he's got to stay on the floor now. We cannot have George Hill on the floor anymore. He is a liability as well as Grayson Allen. They're both liabilities on defense. If they're going to play small ball, it's got to be Drew, Giannis, Portis, and Connaughton, and then whoever else, not Hill or
That's
Grayson.
The problem. Whoever else are the other two guys. That's whoever else. I mean, Carter, I mean, maybe that's an option. You could play Carter, but they don't really have options here without Middleton on the floor.
I mean, I would be okay with Carter because at least he's going to give you some grit on defense. You don't have to be the scoring guy. He can lock up Tatum or Smart or whoever it's going to be.
I don't know. I don't know if he's big enough, man. Thanks for the call. I don't know. I don't think he'd have any chance against Tatum. And I don't know if he could stop Jaylen Brown. Marcus Smart? Oh, I'm fine with him against Marcus Smart. I don't think Carter's got a prayer against Jason Tatum. And I'm not convinced he can stop Jaylen Brown either. I mean, again, we go back to why Bud's not playing that dude. Pretty sure it's just because he doesn't have the experience. Mm-hmm. And he's going with the guys that have been in it before and true and tested and playing those guys instead. All right, coming up next, Iron Mike in Cudahy leads things off. Next, here on the Wendy's Big Show. Don't forget, when the Bucks win, you win at Wendy's. Go get that Frosty today. After every Bucks win, stop by any participating Wisconsin Wendy's for a free small Frosty. Chocolate or vanilla, no purchase necessary. This offer is only good for 24 hours after win. So you got to go now. When the Bucks win, you win at Wendy's.
Border to Border, the Big Show Radio Network.
Wendy's Big Show, serving up hot and fresh, talking about a big Game 5 victory by your Milwaukee Bucks over the Celtics. Game 6 at Fiserv Forum coming up tomorrow. Dear District was rocking last night. You ever heard of Rawhide Youth Services? They really need your help right now. Obviously, if you have heard about it, you know, Bart and Sherry Starr, the legendary Packers quarterback, started it back in 1965, and they've been working with and helping at-risk youth in our communities since then. Long, long time. And it's still going strong even after, you know, the passing of Bart and Sherry. So they need used cars or trucks. That's their deal. And it's just the way to go. If you just have a car sitting in your driveway that's not being used, get a hold of Rawhide. They'll come, they'll pick it up, they'll tow it, they'll take care of it. And the best thing about this whole thing is this: they're going to keep it here, right? So when you donate to Rawhide, they handle your donation directly versus using a third-party reseller. So all the funds they receive from your donation stays in the state of Wisconsin to help build stronger families and better communities. No matter where you are, they will come get your car. The Rawhide team is committed to helping teens and young adults struggling with mental health, emotional, and behavioral challenges to find joy and healing. Again, if you have a used car, truck, and it's just sitting there, you're not doing anything with it, don't think you can get a lot of money for it one way or the other, call Rawhide and make a difference. 1-800-RAWHIDE or go to rawhide.org. 1-800-RAWHIDE or go to rawhide.org. Let's go to Iron Mike in Cudahy. You're next to here on the Wendy's Big Show. Iron Mike, I talked too long. You got like 50 seconds. You want to talk or do you want to hold on through the break?
Let me hold on through the break.
All right, buddy.
Don't forget about me.
I will. You'll be first up, buddy. Hold on. Sorry about that. I talked an awfully long time and screwed that all up. Okay, so coming up on the other side, Iron Mike and Cudahy. He'll lead things off. Notebook Mike is there as well. I want to know this. How much credit do you give Coach Budenholzer for that win last night? How much credit are you giving Bud for the Bucks getting that win last night? The Van Horn Direct toll-free talk line, 855-830-8648, 855-830-8648. Experience online car buying on your terms with Van Horn Direct. Tweet us at Big Show Network.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
All right, football fans, the NFL Draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. AUDACY. Download it today.